NFL playoffs have arrived, and we have you covered each day on OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton Withrow.
Some of the best football guests break down the biggest matchups, from Armando Salguero and Donovan McNabb to Ryan Leaf and Bobby Carpenter, plus the top headlines and reaction to each playoff weekend.
So, Chad, which quarterback ascends to that next level? Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua is on this list.
Got to be Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah,
it's his time right now.
I think so. Yeah, it's his time to shine. He's done it in the regular season. He's won MVP. He's going to win it again. It is time for him to win in the playoffs.
Playoffs are also a time to shine for Patrick Mahomes. Can he and the Chiefs' offense figure it out in order to repeat this playoff season?
There's plenty of craziness on a week-to-week basis, so pull up the bar with us each weekday wherever you listen to your podcasts.
NFL and more, covering your favorite teams. OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi guys, welcome back to the Guide Me Glow podcast. Today we have a really special guest. We have Marley. Do you want to just introduce yourself a little bit, where you're based, what you do, just so our audience gets to know a little bit about you?
Yes, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. So my name is Marley. I am a business, money, and mindset coach. I'm from Canada, a very small town in Canada, and I grew up hating the cold, hating the winter, and so I basically started my online business to be able to work from anywhere in the world, work from my laptop, have time, location, financial freedom. And now I live in Cape Town in South Africa, which is so random, but it's literally my favorite place in the whole entire world. And I help people create lives of time, location, financial freedom through building online businesses and healing their money mindset.
Amazing. So before we like dive fully into it, I want to hear, you know, all about how you started your business, why you moved to Cape Town. I feel like most people's desires to start their own business, travel the world, and all that. I want to ask if you have an affirmation of the week. We always do this with our guests, just to, you know, start it off on a good kick and inspire our listeners.
Yeah, I feel like the collective energy right now is feeling very burnt out and low energy and feeling very stuck and unproductive. And so my favorite affirmation when I'm in this energy, because, you know, I want to rest and I want to do more self-care things. So everything I do is making me a millionaire. Everything I do is making me a millionaire. Everything I do is making me a millionaire. So if you want to nap, if you want to go for a walk, if you want to go to yoga, if you just want to sit and watch Netflix, everything you do is making you a millionaire.
I love that. I think it's just kind of changing your mindset towards not feeling like you always have to be working nonstop and like in order to make money or in order for your business to thrive. It's actually being like, rest is productive too. And I love that affirmation, because it's just affirming to yourself like, okay, actually, even if I'm resting or sleeping, I'm still able to work towards my financial goal.
100%. And making and earning and attracting money is about being, actually. It's actually not about doing. Mm-hmm. And so we can get into that in this episode. But yeah, so just reminding yourself, you know, everything you do is making you a millionaire.
Love it. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit, get back into your story. But yeah, I want to know how you kind of got into this space, where all started, what were you doing before, how you got to where you are now, and just, yeah, a bit about your story and how you've built your business and got to where you are.
Beautiful. So I grew up in Canada, and I grew up in a very small town, and I always desired more. You know, everyone mm-hmm. around me was earning, you know, like $50,000 a year, getting like married very young, having kids very young, and all that is beautiful. And if that's what your desire is, I love that for you. But I was just always looking around me being like, I feel like I'm meant for more. I desire more, but I couldn't see it. I didn't know what that looked like. It was just this deep desire inside of me. And I never wanted to be an entrepreneur, actually. Both of my parents are entrepreneurs. And I was like, hell no. I want benefits. I want a car. I want to be a CEO, but of a business. I did not have a desire at all to be my own boss. But what ended up happening is, because I'm from a very small town, when I would go home from school, all my friends would get internships and like work at these big corporations for experience to get a job. And I couldn't do that because either you work in a restaurant or you work in a restaurant. There's nowhere else to work.
Wow.
And so what I did is I saw this like opportunity and I was like, okay, all these restaurant owners, you know, I'm from like a tourist town. So we have people coming up, but no one was on Instagram. No one was on social. No one had a website. So I was like, okay, I think I can figure out how to do that. And so I started like on the side, I was like building websites for these businesses. I was like helping them with their Instagram and I was like making some money on the side, but it was not like professional at all. This money just went straight towards like drinking on the weekends. Like it was just like, but I will never forget the first time someone paid for a website that I made for them and it was $500, and that might as well have been like $5 million. Like I'm like, I'm rich. I just made my own money working for myself. It was the most exciting thing to me.
Yeah.
And it just kind of lit a spark under my ass because I did go to school for business, but I hated it. I hated university. Like it made me very depressed and anxious and I just did not like what I was learning. And so for the first time in my life, I feel like I was staying up late and I was like researching things and like applying what I was learning and making money and using my hands and using my brain. And it was so exciting to me. And so when I graduated from university, I finally got the job offer that I always wanted. It was the salary, it was the benefits, it was everything I ever wanted. But I realized that I actually didn't want that anymore. I was looking at people online and I was seeing them work from Bali and work from Australia and, you know, skip winter and work from anywhere from their laptop. And, you know, this was in like 2018. So digital nomad wasn't really a thing yet. I didn't have a word for it, but I was like, I want that. I want to work from anywhere in the world. I always love traveling. I always love, you know, being in sunshine. I like to say I'm a plant. I thrive in sunshine. I thrive by the water. Like me and winter are not friends. And so I was like, okay, either I can take a leap and I can start this business with a small chance that it might work out and I might have the life that I desire, or I can say yes to this corporate job offer, which was everything I thought I ever wanted, but I knew 100% it was not going to get me to where I wanted to be. So after much, 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 much deliberation, I said no to the corporate job offer and I went all in on my business. Now, what that looked like is I had two other jobs. I served in the evenings. I worked part-time actually at the school that I went to running the entrepreneurship center, and I ran my own business. And I did that for a year. I freaking hustled, like hustled, working every day, like barely went out, took a lot. It was just my year of like head down grind because I knew if I could make this work, that was 1 year less that I would have to experience winter. So I really put my head down and had no idea what I was doing, had no idea. There was no other business coaches at this time. Like it wasn't really that long ago, but because the industry has changed so much, there was business courses, but like I wasn't aware of them. I knew of like Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also started my spiritual growth journey. So I was talking to a client yesterday and I feel like everyone's story starts with the book, The Secret. Like what is it with this book?
Yeah. Please stay with me. It's so true.
It's so strange. And so I was really struggling in school. I was very depressed. I was very anxious. I had gained a lot of weight. I had like cystic acne all over my face. That's very low self-worth, very insecure, just rock bottom, one of my rock bottoms. And my mom gave me it wasn't the book, actually. She told me to watch the Netflix show, The Secret, but then obviously I read the book after. And everything just clicked for me. I was like, oh, I thought I was just lucky. But now I can actually like impact my future. And it was the first time that I realized that I'm in control of my own life. And I became obsessed. I read all the books. I listened to all the podcasts. I just was like, this was my new thing. So So while I was building my business, I was also cultivating this like personal growth journey, and I was coming back to myself and I was healing a lot of things, but it was very surface level. Like I was doing meditation, I was doing my gratitude journal in the morning, but I wasn't addressing any trauma. I wasn't going deep. It was very surface level. And a lot was changing in my life. Like I looked a lot different. I felt a lot different. It was all positive. But in hindsight, I wasn't really getting to anything that was going to make dramatic change. And what happened is the year of 2019. So it was a year after I started my business. I actually had gone to Australia for a quick trip, and I actually debated staying there. It was like my first taste of working online. I wasn't earning enough to like earn and like leave my business, but I was like getting by. Like I was traveling and earning, and that felt like a freaking win to me. But I got this job, part-time job offer back home, and it was January, so it's the middle of winter. And everyone's like, don't take that. Why would you come home? Like, you hate the winter. Just stay in Australia, get a job there, figure it out. And I was like, no, I don't know why, but I need to take this job. And so I flew home. And a week later, my dad committed suicide. Wow. And this was my, obviously, biggest rock bottom. Well, I shouldn't say obviously, but this was my biggest rock bottom moment and the biggest pivotal moment of my life. And I said to myself, either this is going to make me or this is going to break me. And I think if this had happened a year or 2 years earlier, when I had no purpose, when I was depressed, it would have completely broken me. But because I had a taste of what it was like to live my purpose, and a taste of what it was like to start to feel good, and a taste of what it was like to be in control of my own life, and understand, starting to understand the laws of the universe and how things work. And I used this experience shot me into the deepest healing journey of my life. So yeah. I said, okay, I'd never been to therapy before. I'm going to therapy. I had never really tried any healing modalities, and I actually stumbled into Reiki. So it was therapy and Reiki. And for a year I did deep work. And that's when things really started to change. So obviously I was grieving the loss of my father, but then as I started grieving that loss, you know, inner child healings came up and self-worth things came up. And it was like this combination of, you know, it's like an onion. Once you start healing, it's like you peel back. And I haven't stopped peeling back. That has continued, you know, all of these years. And what ended up happening is I really became an embodiment of these healing practices. And fast forward, you know, a year later, I quit my job, or not a year later, it was like 9 months later after this experience. In the same year, I quit all my jobs and I went full time with my business. So this is in 2019 still. And I bought a one-way flight to Australia. And this was obviously so scary because I still was not mentally all 100% that I wasn't feeling the best, but I just knew I couldn't do another winter. And so I quit all my jobs, and that was the month I hit my first 10K month in business. Wow. And I was like, okay, universe, I see you. We're doing this. And so since then, I haven't looked back. I have, you know, built that first business. It was earning more in a month than that corporate job offered me for a year. Wow. And everyone started being like, Marley, how are you? Like, I ended up, you know, going to Australia, but then I did a layover in Bali and realizing, whoa, no, Bali is my place. So then I moved to Bali. And everyone was like, Marley, how are you living in Bali? Because people knew where I came from. They knew what happened. They're like, how do you look so happy? How are you doing so, like, how are you doing this? I'm like, well, I'm just working on this. I'm just doing this. Just assuming that everyone was doing what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But when I started speaking to people, everyone's like, no, we're not doing any of that. So I was like, well, actually, that's really what I want to help you do. I really want to help you heal your mindset. I really want to help you build your business. But I'm just here helping you build your website and, like, branding. Yeah. And so at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021 is when I started this business. Now I pivoted, and that was another very pivotal moment because, you know, I became very attached to what that business had gotten me and the money that I was earning and what that gave me. But I was miserable because it was completely out of alignment. I was being pushed to do my purpose. The universe was pushing me and I kept resisting because it was scary. I didn't want to take the leap. I had imposter syndrome. Who am I? Who's going to listen to me? You know, all the things that we have. Mm-hmm. But it just became a moment. This is so Bali of me, but I was in a Kundalini class and it was like, I would rather be completely happy and follow my purpose and potentially earn less than be earning what I'm earning and be completely miserable. So I decide that basically that day I'm dissolving the business. I'm not even going to sell it. I'm not even going to transition it. I'm just dissolving it, ending it. And I'm just going all in on my mentorship, you know, this business that I've always wanted to do for years and years and years, but I've been too scared to do it. And then, so it was the beginning of 2021, I started that business. And because of the law of energetic minimums, you know, the money was, it basically immediately came back to exactly what I was earning before. I'd never been happier before. I'd never been more aligned. And again, of course, it's entrepreneurship. There's shitty days. I break down all the time. I just had a breakdown the other day. Like, it's not all easy, but it is the best thing that you ever do for yourself, because every single day you're living in purpose and alignment, and you're serving that previous version of you, and there's nothing more fulfilling from that. So that's kind of like how I got to where I am today. And really my kind of how I teach business is really understanding the connection between mindset, energetics, and strategy. So you cannot out-earn a poor money mindset. And no matter, you could have the best business funnel in the world. Gary Vee could literally be creating your business funnel. But if you don't believe you're worthy of money, and if you have all these limiting beliefs, that is what it's going to be what you manifest. So I, like I said, I'm from a very small town, earning $50,000 a year, you know, earning six figures is like, was like the dream, you know? And then to start earning that a month, it's like, it's just proven evidence that you can truly heal and transform anything. And I am walking proof of that, because I did not have rich parents. I did not, you know, I had no connections, none of that. It's really just been from understanding the subconscious mind, understanding how your mind works, and healing that and creating this life that I live now. I actually cry most days out of just pure fucking gratitude of like, I cannot believe this is my life. Like, I can't believe it, but this is the life that I dreamed of, and I'm in it right now. And that, and I share that not to brag, but to inspire others that no matter where you are, no matter what has happened to you, you can create a life beyond your wildest dreams. It's just on the other side of the committing to you and healing. And from that, if you can commit to that, you can have anything that you want. There's things that I have in my life that if you told me 3 years ago, this is what I had now, I would never, ever, ever believe you. But it's a formula. If you believe in gravity, if you believe in, you know, if you throw a pen in the air, it's going to fall. It's fundamentally the same principles and laws that apply to healing your mindset to attract what you desire into your life. So that was a very long story, and I went on a bunch of tangents, but that's essentially how I've gotten to where I am today, and brings us to this very moment.
I feel like that story, well, not really a story, like your life is just, that's just very inspiring to many people to hear. Cause I feel like when it comes to making money and having your own business and making six figures, people think that, you know, oh, like you come from a privileged background, or, you know, it's just luck that happened and all of that. But we know that it's such a long journey from, you know, where you started 2018, 2019 to where you are now, and the self-development you must have gone throughout those years, especially, you know, through like the most traumatic parts of your life. That's like almost the turning point where when you decide to take the risk, and that's when things start opening up for you. But I wanted to ask about, you know, from starting your own business and helping people build websites to then helping people, you know, succeed in their business and make more money. What was your journey in terms of like, how did you like learn all this? Like, were you doing your own research? Were you just like reading a lot of books? Did you ever set a goal to be like, okay, this is how much I want to be making in a year, and this is how I want my business to be? Or did it all happen quite organically and naturally, and it just kind of fell into place, obviously while still having a strategy and doing the work, but yeah, kind of more so feeling very aligned in that sense?
So I have to say, I'm a Capricorn manifesting generator. So I love a goal. I love a goal. It's like the Capricorn is like the mountain goat. We like see a mountain and we're like, we must climb that. So I've always dreamed very, very big. And once I got immersed in this world of entrepreneurship, my mind expanded, because I was like, oh, that's possible. And I remember being in Bali once, and I was at this, it was like my friend was in this weekend workshop retreat thing, and I met her at the very end. So then I got to meet all the girls on the last day, and I was just earning, not just, but I was earning $10,000 a month. It was the beginning of my business, and I thought I was the fucking shit. Like, I was like, $10,000. like I made the impossible happen.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, and I was talking to these girls and they're like, yeah, we earn $20,000 a month. You know, I want to earn $10,000 this week. And I was like, oh. I called my friend after. I was like, babe, these girls are earning $20,000 a month. Like I was freaking out. And I didn't even, cause I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
And so I feel like my journey has been a lot of being expanded of, you know, what is really possible. And then what I love doing is learning how to do it so then I can teach others how to do it. And the way that I've learned how to do business is really from following my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what I do as a coach is really helping my clients connect to their intuition, because when things are coming from inspired action and from a feel-good place, it the ROI of that type of offer or project or membership or whatever is going to be 10 times higher than you following a template from so-and-so because you're just doing it because they did it.
Yeah.
Like I've tested both. And when you are coming from inspired action, coming from your heart, coming from what you are meant to do, that is the most, like the highest return on your, like that those offers will always do the best. So for me, yes, I've studied business. I'm obsessed with it. Like I read books. I like study books. I listen to podcasts. I take a bunch of courses. I'm always learning, but mm-hmm. with kind of the lens of, okay, that works for them. But how can I add my spin on it? Because that does not mean it's going to work for me. Just like if I gave you a meal plan and meal plan and we both followed it the exact same, it's going to impact both of our bodies different. But we're both very aware of that. Like as a culture, we understand that like not one meal plan works for everyone. Not one fitness routine works for everyone.
Yeah.
We're all different bodies. But in the business world, for some reason, it's like, okay, let's just slap on the same template and everyone just use the same template and everyone's going to succeed that way. People are way too intuitive to like for that to work anymore. I think in the beginning it did, but now there's a lot out there. And I think you really have to get back to your heart, and it has to come up from a heart place center, because people can smell bullshit from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And so really inspiring my clients to, yes, of course we have templates and we have structures as a foundation for them to work off of, but then always coming back to your intuition of like what feels good. And that's why our clients are so successful, because it comes from a place of inspiration and what you're meant to do, not forcing something or putting pressure on something because of it from a desperate energy. It's really coming from all the time from pleasure and not pressure.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I love how you bridge spirituality and also, you know, strategy as well, because I truly do agree with you. And I feel like it needs to be a blend of both, because you can be doing all the right things logically, but if your mind is not in it and it doesn't feel authentic to you, then I always feel like the results are just like never as good. But I want to ask, so how do you usually work with your clients then? So if someone came to you and they're, you know, trying to start their business and they're at the very beginning and they have, you know, something going and they are very passionate and they're doing it, but they're just really struggling with seeing the clients or seeing the money come in, and they have this constant struggle of, you know, needing to work hard in doing it and feel like they're doing the right things, but not seeing the results. So how would you start, you know, implementing your work with them?
Okay, love this question. So the way I describe my work is, let's say you want to climb Mount Everest, right? And you go to Mount Everest and you have two options. Either you can try to figure out how to climb Mount Everest on your own, but we both know that's going to involve like, you're like, okay, where do I even start? I need a map. Where do I find a map? Okay, then you're going to get lost. You're going to up, down, backwards, mm-hmm. sideways, and it's going to take you way longer. It's going to be way less enjoyable. And yes, you may get to the top, and if you don't give up, you will get to the top eventually. But wouldn't it be more enjoyable to have a guide to be like, okay, Shannon, take this step, and then we're gonna go on this way, and then we're gonna go here, and then we're gonna go, and guiding you to the top, and then you are alone, and you also feel supported, and you also know that you're gonna get to the top. You mm-hmm. believe and know that you're gonna get to the top. So that's really how I help guide my clients. It's yes, eventually you will get to where you want to be in business, but let's cut the time. Let's cut the stress. Let's cut the unnecessary trial and error, because I've been to the top and I can guide you there. And
yeah.
So I have, you know, a program called Freedom Club. It's a 12-week program. And this is every single thing that I've implemented that has allowed me to build a seven-figure online business. And it's really awesome because it's action-based learning. So you just hop in, you apply the tactics, you know that's going to work because you can see on my business that it's working. You can see from the client results that it's working. And you follow the formula. But within that, you have your intuitive abilities. You have your connected to you. You apply what works. And you, and the thing is, the really cool thing about placebo effect is, you know how, like, I'm sure you've heard of placebo effect, everyone has. It's you give someone a sugar pill and you say, this is going to help you reduce your irritable bowel syndrome. And for a week, they take this pill. And then after the week, they're like, oh my God, my irritable bowel syndrome has gone away. And then they're like, well, that was a sugar pill. So yeah. When your brain believes that you're going to get the result, then your brain goes to work to make that a reality. So that's why my program is so successful, because you join knowing that you're going to succeed because you see the results, you see the examples of others, and you're surrounded by the community of everyone that's succeeding. So when you're in that energy, and this is what I think a big missing piece for people, is that they feel like they have to do it the long and hard way. Because, hi, that was my journey. I was like, I have to do it on my own and I have to figure it all out. And yes, that served me because now I get to teach others how to do it. But if you're a naturopath or a holistic nutritionist and you're struggling in business, it's because your passion is to help people heal. It's not how to write a sales funnel, right? Mm-hmm. That's my thing. And so really outsourcing and really leaning on the people who enjoy doing the things where you may be weak in. Like, oh, it's okay that you don't know how to climb Mount Everest. You've never done it before. Why would you ever expect to know how to climb Mount Everest if you've never done it before? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with business building. But in our culture, we have this mentality of like, have to do it on the own, have to make it hard, work hard, like this like very masculine push, push, push. But mm-hmm. I work with mostly females, and that's just not our energy. That's yeah. just not our vibe. Yeah. And so really leaning into the energetics of that, and so that you can build a business in a way that feels really good and really juicy and very like pleasurable.
Yeah. No, I love how you mentioned about feminine energy too, because I think usually when it comes to business, we have very masculine energy towards it. Like we mm-hmm. always need to be hustling. We always need to be like working super hard and not, you know, doing anything else. But I think feminine energy with business is extremely important, especially with females, to help us, you know, connect with our audience more, take aligned actions. And I also loved how you mentioned about the mindset around it. I want to dive deeper into healing the money mindset, because of course I believe this is where it starts. You know, it's about how you feel about money in order to attract more of it. So I wanted to ask, what are the most common ways do you feel that people are holding themselves back from creating more wealth in their life?
So your belief, your reality is a reflection of your beliefs. So whatever you can take a screenshot of your life right now, take a screenshot of your bank account, of your relationship, of your home, of your career, and this is what you believe you deserve. Because you will never attract more than you believe that you deserve. And your beliefs are found within your subconscious mind. And you have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind controls 95% of your reality. And your conscious mind controls 5% of your reality. And your subconscious mind was developed between the ages of 0 and 7. So everything during that time you believe to be true. So a lot of us grew up in families where money was very scarce. There was never enough. They always had to work very hard for money. Money would come, then it would go. You know, whatever the money story was. Even if you grew up in a family that had money, I have many clients who do. They still have limiting beliefs around money. So it doesn't have to be from your parents. It's just whatever was ingrained into you, whatever mm-hmm. you believe now to be true. So it kind of like happens during that age. You're basically a child in hypnosis, and everything you believe to be true. And then after the age of 7, boom, your conscious mind sets in and your beliefs get like instilled. They're like cemented in. And so, you know, now we're like 30, 40, 50, whatever. And we're acting from these beliefs that have been ingrained in us during that time period. And so I think what's holding everyone back is no one knows this. Like, no one is aware that their limiting beliefs are the things that are holding them back. And it's crazy to me because I also spend most of my life not knowing this. But once you know, it's like, once you know, you can't unknow. Mm. And really, it's not this big complicated thing, because I think a lot of people might hear this and say, be scared and be like, does this mean that, like, I grew up where money was scarce, does that mean I'm always going to be like this? No. The best and most exciting thing is that you can literally heal and change everything. Like, mm-hmm. I said earlier, I grew up in a family where money was very scarce, and now that's not my reality anymore because of healing that. So there's many different tools that we can use. But just to give something away today is, like, if you're listening to it and you're like, oh my God, what are my money beliefs? Like, what is that? What you can do is you can take a piece of paper, and at the top of the piece of paper, just write down, like, my old money beliefs. Write that on the left-hand side of the paper, and then just journal and allow yourself just to brain dump everything you believe around money. And you're going to have those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to write this down because I don't want to admit to myself that I believe this. But you write everything down. You don't have to show anyone. No one has to know. So what do you believe about spending? What do you believe about receiving? What do you believe about budgeting? What do you believe about paying for, like, investing in things? What do you believe about other people with money? Just journal it all down. And what's going to happen is you are going to become aware of what is blocking you with money. Because if you believe that, then why would you attract anything else? Mm. And so what we do is then we draw a line on the paper, and then on the right side of the paper, write what you do desire around money. So it could be, it's probably going to be the complete 180 opposite. So let's say you said that I believe money is inconsistent in my life. So the 180, the positive belief that you do desire to instill, is money is coming consistently into my life every day and every way, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't even have to be that fancy, just easy. And then you're going to use that side of the paper once you finish creating positive affirmations of each, you know, limiting belief. This is now like the freaking orange juice concentrate for your subconscious mind and for healing your limiting beliefs. So you can say these out every morning. A really good one is if you can make it, you can speak it into a voice note into your phone and then play it every evening and every morning, because that's when your subconscious mind is most awake. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, right when you're drifting off and right when you wake up, that's when you're in alpha brainwave, and that's when we can start to program your subconscious mind. Or you can write them every day. You can put them on sticky notes. You can have them reminders on your phone. And over time, it doesn't happen instantly. Mm-hmm. Just like you don't go to the gym and do one rep and have a six pack. I wish that was the case. We're healing a muscle. And so it does take time. But over time, your reality will start to change. Mm-hmm. And then that's like, so that's one way to do it. Also, we can use things called hypnosis, rapid resolution therapy. And I actually have an app coming out that is going to be all around healing your limiting beliefs, not only around money, but money, career, finances, love, everything, because mm-hmm. it's a huge missing piece in the market, an affordable way to actually rewire your limiting beliefs. So that's coming this month, actually. So that's very exciting. But other things you can do is journal, watch your language, just knowing that what you say, words are spells. So the things that you say, you create your reality around. So I'm going on this huge tangent, but to answer your question, I think the biggest thing that are holding people back is just their limiting beliefs that they're not consciously aware of.
Yeah, no, so true. And I think it is through, you know, reprogram the subconscious mind to really start attracting what you want into your life. And I feel like a lot of my listeners and a lot of the people that I help are also, you know, like-minded creatives trying to start their own businesses and things like that. And I know you talk a lot about financial freedom and building your own business and being able to travel and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to ask, you know, what do you think the key steps are to start, I guess, seeing the shifts in financial freedom? And, you know, if you have your passion, you have your business, and you know that's what you want to do, what are the shifts to start seeing real, you know, growth in your business and kind of the tools that you talk about to becoming, you know, the goal of the 6-7 figure earner? Because I think now social media and, you know, having your own business is definitely more seen now. You know, back in like 2019, 2018, it was just kind of beginning, but it definitely wasn't as big as it is now. Like, you see people on TikTok or Instagram, and it seems, you know, what it seems like to be an overnight success, and now they're doing all this stuff. But, you know, for someone who, I guess, isn't just going viral overnight or that kind of thing, what kind of advice would you give them?
I heard the other day that it takes 5 to 6 years for a business actually to take off.
Hmm.
And so my advice is honestly just to keep going and never give up. You will, if you commit to something and if you show up for it every single day, you will become successful. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when you're showing up every single day, you're putting in invisible reps. So it's like going to the gym, putting in reps every single day, but not seeing any change in your body. Because this is what happens. I call it like the energy bank. Of every single day you post on Instagram, you put it, things out there, you write emails, and what happens to 99% of people is they don't see the tangible results, so they give up. And they think that they failed. But what's happened is they were one Instagram post away from everything taking off. And so I really want to inspire you to just don't look at the numbers, don't compare yourself to others and their journey. Because your journey is exactly how it's meant to be. And to keep committing every single day and showing up and getting really clear on what your why is. Like, I was so motivated because I hated winter so much. And I know it sounds so silly, but it really kept me going. So, like, what is the thing? Like, do you hate your 9-to-5 so much? Or do you desire to be able to work from anywhere in the world so much? Like, make it a why so compelling that you work on Saturdays and you put in the work no matter what. And you maybe say no to going out with friends because you want to work on the business so much. Like, and really putting in the work and not having expectations of it taking off right away, because it's not. It's really not. And to really have the time horizon of like, okay, I'm going to put in 5 years for this. And if it doesn't take off in 5 years, then maybe I'll find something else. But I think with this culture, we have this expectation that things are going to take off right away and happen right away. But that's just not how things work. And what happens is everyone has comparisonitis and imposter syndrome, which is so normal. But if you can really commit and stay dedicated and show up every single day, what's going to happen is all of those invisible reps are going to compound and then it's going to skyrocket. And this happens with everything. It's like, it's a compounding interest, right? It's compounding interest in you. And I promise you it's 100% worth it, but keep your head down, keep going and don't give up. And it's inevitable that you will become successful. It's inevitable that you will reach your dreams. It's inevitable. The most successful people that we look up to, they've just been doing the same thing for a long, long period. Like, I was listening to the Mindset Mentor yesterday. It's quite a very large podcast, right? And I compare my podcast to his podcast. And then I heard he started in 2017 and he's been doing three to four episodes a week. And I'm like, holy shit. So it's like, we have no idea how long people have been doing things. We're comparing our chapter one with their chapter 50. And that's just not fair to you, because it's just going to make you feel frustrated and discouraged. So keep your head down. My first coach said to me, put your horse blinders on. Like, at the races, horses wear blinders around their ears so they're not distracted by the other horses.
Mm-hmm.
And keep going. And there's nothing you can't accomplish.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's so important to note as well. It's like, you need to stay focused on your own lane, because it's so easy to compare. Obviously, social media is out there. It's normal to use. And, you know, we use it in everyday life and it's easy just to get like sucked into that. But I think when we start comparing ourselves and we start, you know, thinking we need to be somewhere else, it honestly just distracts us from our own purpose and our own creativity as well. And I think you always need to remember your why, because you shouldn't start your business or you shouldn't start your journey or whatever you're doing for the followers or for the money, to be honest. I think it needs to be like a deeper why, and that's what keeps you going. Because if you do just start something just for the money or just for the followers, then what's going to happen once, you know, you reach that goal? Like, are you going to keep going? Or, you know, you have to have that like deep passion. And I think that's why when you say like keep going, that is what helps you keep going, because you love it so much that you'd rather do that than be in like a normal 9-to-5 job earning like maybe the same amount of money. It's about taking the risk because you love it.
I 100% agree. I get so many questions from people. They're like, I tried drop shipping. I tried selling this. I tried selling that. Why is nothing working? I'm like, because you're not following your passion. This is you're just doing what everyone else is doing. And that's why in my program, like, the first step is to align you to your purpose. What is that thing for you? What is your passion? What I believe that everyone's put here for a reason. There's 1 in 3 trillion chances that you're here. Like, that is not by mistake. Everyone has a purpose here. Everyone has a reason why they're here. And I have a formula of how to find what that is for you. And once you uncover what that is and then put that into, like, and monetize and put that into a business, it's like, you the thought of giving up isn't even an option because it's what you're here to do. And so to have that as your backbone, it pushes you and makes you resilient and pushes, even when things are bad, the idea of giving up isn't even an option.
Yeah, no, I love that. What are the things that people often tell you then when it comes to, you know, creating a sustainable business and creating more wealth? Because we know it's things like manifesting and acting as if and journaling and all those things. But tell us a little bit about, I guess, a part of your formula that you think will really, you know, help someone seeing results in wealth. That's not just kind of, I guess, like the fluffy advice that we all hear.
That's a really good question. I think it's about becoming really aware of your patterns and how you feel around money. Because money is just energy. And I know that's, like, so annoying to hear. And I remember when I first started learning about money and getting really interested in this, I heard a mentor say, you know, money is one of the easiest things to manifest. And I was like, oh, easy for her to say, like, she's a millionaire. Oh, you know, all my ego had all the things to say. But honestly, since really, like, I feel like becoming a practitioner of money and understanding money, how you treat money is how money treats you.
Yeah.
So I have honestly, like, I used to be scared to look at my bank account. I would be scared to spend money. I'd be scared to receive money and then wonder why money wasn't coming into my life. And the way I spoke about money and the way I talked about money and was wondering, you know, why am I not seeing the results I want to see? So just being brutally honest with yourself, like, how do you feel about money? How do you treat money? Because that's exactly how money is going to treat you. So if you're scared to look at your bank account, money is going to be scared to be in your energy. If you're scared, if you talk poorly about money, why would money? I think about money as like a relationship. Yeah. Imagine being in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to be around you, who talks poorly about you, who is never grateful for you, no matter how much you do for them, who, and then, but expects love and expects to receive from you. I'd be like, bye. I don't want to be in that type of relationship. That's typically the relationship that most people have with money because there's this expectation around money. So really getting clear, how do you feel about money? How do you feel in your body when you open your bank account? How do you feel in your body when you receive a bill? How do you feel in your body when you receive a big lump sum of money? All of that are going to be clues to unlocking your money story and healing your money story. And when you feel neutral around money, you are going to be the most magnetic person to money.
Yeah. So it's all about, what you're saying is all about basically treating money how you essentially want to be treated to and not feeling fearful about money. And I think a lot of, you know, it's quite common when we're wanting to manifest money or wanting more money, we see it as something that's almost like out of reach because we're like, well, I'm doing all this and it hasn't come. So, like, you know, we're almost like expecting it. But I think it comes from a place of gratitude. Because then when we're grateful for the money that we already have, like, even if it's not that much and you're still trying to build it, it's still helping you. You know, money is a tool, right? It's not the value of money changes, like, depending on the currency and everything like that. So if we see money as just a tool, it's like, how can we treat it in a way that's going to be able to bring more to us? And that's with, showing gratitude towards it. And also, like, how we spend it as well. Like, when we have money coming in, like, how are we spending it? Not to be, like, reckless with it and spending it on things that are, like, investments to ourselves and keeping track of it and all that kind of stuff. And would you say, like, the daily, what are kind of, like, some of the daily habits that you have that you feel, keep you in that healthy relationship with money?
Oh my God. So one of my very favorite things that I do is I have something called my multi-million dollar year tracker. And this is for all my entrepreneurs and honestly, not even anyone, but I turned on my Stripe notification. So every time someone pays me, I get an email that so-and-so paid you this amount of money. And I have an Excel spreadsheet that every month I write down who paid me and what the amount is. And every single time I receive money, I say thank you. And I'm grateful. And I'm very, very connected to the amount of money that is flowing my way. And what you focus on grows. So because I'm so focused on the amount of money that comes in, it allows me to attract more money into my life. And because I'm so grateful for the amount of money that comes in, it allows me to attract more money in my life. And this is such a simple, simple practice. And even if you're not an entrepreneur, do the Excel spreadsheet and write down when you receive your salary, random money in the mail, find maybe someone takes you out for dinner. That's all money that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always look like a check in the mail. But if someone, if you go for dinner and you are going to pay and someone buys that for you, that's receiving. So write down all the money that you're receiving, and then you're going to realize how abundant you really are. And from that energy, you then get to attract more abundance.
Yeah, no, I love that. I know we're kind of running out of time, and I feel like we could speak about this for like hours. But to end this episode, I want to ask, what is a challenge of the week that you can give my listeners? So something that will really help them start, you know, their money journey and to really start inspiring to make some, take some different actions and to really take, you know, it seriously to start their journey to become the 6-7-figure entrepreneur.
I just looked at the recording. It was 4444. I'm like, I love that. So this is what I want to recommend, is that during the next 7 days, I want you to really audit your relationship with money. So how do you talk about money? How do you feel when you're in the energy of money? How do you feel when you see other people with money? How do you feel when you handle money? How do you feel when you look at your bank account? What words do you say about money? And do that exercise with all your beliefs to become aware and understand how you're attracting money and the frequency that you are, to know that and start to make sense of, okay, it makes sense that I would be attracting this because this is what I'm saying or this is what I'm feeling. And to start to make sense and start to understand, because once you understand, you have power. And from that, you can change. But if you're just living in autopilot and just, you know, running through your days and running through life and not sure why everything's happening to you, that causes people a lot of frustration. So when you can start to understand and start to grab onto, okay, my words create my reality, my thoughts create my reality, this is what I'm thinking about money, this is what I'm feeling around money, and you start to draw some connections, then you can start to heal. Then you have power to change. And a lot of us are unaware of what that is. So my challenge for you is, over the next 7 days, become aware of what your money story is.
Yeah, I love that. And do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us? Maybe your socials, some of your offerings?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find me at Marley Rose Harris on Instagram, on TikTok. And right now there's two ways to work with me. So like I mentioned earlier, we have Freedom Club, which is my 12-week business accelerator if you want to go full-time in your business and start your online business. We have Higher Self Method, which is a 12-week program to heal limiting beliefs. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm stuck and I don't know how to go and where to go in life, but I'm looking for change, this is the program for you. And then soon we have the app coming, so I can leave a wait list down below to join the app, which is going to be a very affordable way to rewire and heal your subconscious mind to attract anything that you desire.
That's so exciting. What's going to be in the app?
So they're like my custom audio subconscious reprogramming. So it's kind of a combination between hypnosis, meditation, and rapid resolution therapy and NLP. And so there's going to be all these trainings, kind of like if you were just to open up a meditation app, it's very similar, but it's actually going to start to heal and rewire your subconscious mind.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm excited for that. I'm so interested in like the hypnotherapy and the NLP thing, because I feel like rewiring your brain that way is like so effective. So yeah, I'm definitely to get into that.
Yes. And obviously my podcast as well, the Money Mindset Manifestation Show, but we can link that all below.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much. It was so great to have you. And thank you for all the things that you were talking about. I think all my listeners are going to feel very inspired and motivated after this.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.